Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Right now we have Charlie Metzner in the studio. He's the founder and current president of the St. Louis Hero Network. We're going to find out a little bit about that, and there's a pub crawl coming up. You also have some connection to Guns N' Roses as well. Charlie, how are you? Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me,
Mark. Well, I don't think I have the right mic on. There we go. Let's try that. Testing. You there?
I'm here.
All right. And you have your daughter in the room with us,
yes,
too. And you're very, I always like it when parents are in the room with their kids, because she was standing outside the studio. I said, hey, have her come in. And now I can already tell you're visibly nervous that she's going to do something that you don't want her to do, but she's going to be fine.
No, she's a trained actress. That's what she wants to be.
Liliana, are you going to talk on the radio or not?
Hello.
Hello. Say hello, St. Louis. There you go. You did great. Charlie, tell me about the Hero Network. What's this all about?
So I started the St. Louis Hero Network with a couple other city firefighters about 6.5 years ago, two which are military veterans as well. And the idea was to promote their businesses, promote local first responder and veteran-owned businesses here locally. So what we do is we promote right now 214 first responder and veteran local-owned businesses here in St. Louis. So it's kind of like an Angie's List or Home Advisor, but only using first responders and veterans here in St.
Louis.
That's
a good
area
way to explain it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the best way to explain it.
So if we would go, kind of walk us through the process. You go to a website, and then
correct,
you can look and you can cross-search and find people that might be able to help you with different odd jobs, et cetera?
Correct. Well, I mean, it's not just service industry either. It's just sales. Any job or any occupation that first responders and veterans would have is on there. So car sales, I mean, anything you can think of is on there.
See, that maybe that's where I was a little confused. I didn't know it went beyond that.
So any business.
So what's the practical application of someone using it? Like even somebody listening right now, if they're looking to hire someone, they could go on that website and they can see if someone matches the skill set that they're looking for that's also a first responder or has background in that?
Correct. I mean, the idea is to, you know, there's bad eggs everywhere. But with going with somebody that's a first responder veteran that served a country, served a community, obviously they have some built-in character and integrity that might not be found, you know, anywhere. Who do you want around your family?
Right,
even around your pets? You want somebody, a random person on Craigslist, or you want somebody that, you know, has served the currently served the community or did in the past or their country?
Is this something that exists in other cities as well? Is this a national effort, or is it just here?
I was trying to cut and paste a little bit.
Yeah,
but I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to find anything in the country that replicated what we're doing. So our mission,
that's amazing,
the best way to describe it is it's allowing connecting our first responders and our veterans to their community, and allowing our community to support them and their families by promoting these 215 businesses and offering a marketplace on that website for education, employment, and events for first responders, veterans, and the public.
I can't believe
it's a great idea.
I mean, you probably don't have time on your hands, but that seems like it would be worthy to take that effort nationally, right?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. I think it works better in a smaller blueprint. We've been in discussion and bringing the Kansas City Hero Network, because And the logo is awesome because it can you can have the Space Needle there instead of the arch. You can have all kinds of different things. It can be replicated in different ways.
I'm on the website right now, and it's very user-friendly. So you go to stlheronetwork.com, right?
Correct.
STL, and it shows all the categories. Advertising, marketing, public relations, events, entertainment, handyman services, insurance services. You got everything listed here. Landscaping services. Look, when I was complaining about not cutting my lawn last spring and not wanting to do it myself, I could have gone to the Hero Network, right, Sue?
Yeah, you could have.
Figured something out that way. You're having a pub crawl, right, coming up here in December?
Yeah, so on our website, if you go down a little bit farther or further, you could see our featured events. So we have Guns N' Hoses, the 12 Bars of Charity, which is coming up December 14th, which you just spoke of. And we have a bourbon for Backstoppers, which is a bourbon raffle we have until December 8th. So we're going to the 12 Bars. So 12 Bars of Charity is December 14th. It's 8 nonprofits. I'm extremely humbled and proud that we're next to some of these amazing nonprofits, and it's a competition. So this year we are Team Black.
Okay,
so we're red on black. No, red on black's never been done before, and I was just like, it's a winning color because a lot of people, as much as you want to think they support nonprofits, some people just choose it on the color, especially with the demographic. Demographic being like 21 to 30. So
do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
who knew?
The research is
news
to me.
Yeah, the research is interesting.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're there with Stray Rescue, Young Kids for Friends of Cancer, you know, Gene Slay's Boys and Girls Club, Make a Wish, St. Jude, ALS. I mean, all of them are worthy causes. I mean, right now we're ranked fourth. We've always kind of sat in third and fourth. Stray Rescue kind of wins every year, but this year's is a first where they're in second place to young kids with Friends of Cancer.
So how is it determined? The winner is determined on the money that's raised, or are there other factors?
Correct. It's how many sweatshirts are bought under that person's flag.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So we're Team Black, and like Young Kids Friends with Cancer is like Columbia Blue.
Okay. Awesome.
I don't remember what Stray Rescue it is. I try to forget.
Well, because you're in competition against them.
Yeah. Everybody loves puppies.
I've never done... Sue and I don't partake in the adult beverages. I used to many years ago. Never done a pub crawl, but I know that they're very successful and popular as well.
This one has never stopped growing. We'll see if this year beats last year, but it's never stopped growing. It gets bigger and bigger every year.
Do people take... Because I don't know how this works. Do they take buses and stuff like that?
So, yeah. So, with your sweatshirt is your ticket. So with your sweatshirt, you get between 2 and 6, you get shuttled to all these bars. I think there's 47 bars, and all of them are participating. And you get drink specials and shuttle rides to each one of the bars. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, people just want to be a part of it, part of something bigger than themselves, kind of like the Hero Network.
STLHeroNetwork.com. Well, we got to talk about Guns N' Hoses because we've been promoting that. And we had Greg Brown in a couple of days, who is the fire chief.
I know him well.
Yeah, he's
great man.
Down in Eureka. Have you ever fought? Your wife has fought,
My wife has fought 5 times. She was the first professional fighter ever to fight in Guns N' Hoses. And she holds a record for the most fights of a female, which is 5.
So you won't mess with
That's
her
great.
At all. Right? She
People
can kick
always
your
say
ass,
that, but
she
never gets really mad. She's pretty calm.
Really?
When she gets mad, she don't say anything.
But people, like, this is the thing that's amazing. Like, this is the competitors, they take it very seriously. They train, they, you know.
Oh, my God.
They mentally focus.
To get out there, put those gloves on, and fight for the families who lost someone in the line of duty, there's no bigger accomplishment or honor.
And to do it in front of, what, 19, 20,000 people at a sold-out Enterprise
Center?
You're pretty
much right,
18 to 20,000
people.
That's insane, really.
Yeah.
That's
got
to be overwhelming.
You got that.
Well, we're going to air that here on 97.1. Fox 2 is going to cover it. We're going to air the broadcast here as well. Golden Oak Lending, T.R. Hughes Homes, bringing that possible. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing the word about this and for the Hero Network as well, because it wasn't something, if it was on my radar, I'd maybe forgotten about it. STLHeroNetwork.com. Are you going, the whole family going to Guns N' Hoses?
Yeah, we raised, last year, the St. Louis Hero Network raised $71,000. Hopefully this year with that bourbon raffle I was talking about, we can raise over $100,000.
Now, you want to guide people into the bourbon raffle?
So the bourbon raffle, the same way you can find out those other two events we were talking about, it's under our featured events. So you go to STLHeroNetwork.com.
Awesome.
And you'll find, you know, a way to register for the bourbon raffle as well.
Liliana, you think you're going to fight at Guns N' Hoses one day?
Maybe,
she says. You got to get on that mic, though. You have to learn the actress skills and get right on the mic and answer that question and say, yes, I am going to fight like my mommy did, right?
Yes, I'm going to fight like my mommy.
There you go. That was excellent. Thank you guys for coming in. We really appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you, Liliana and Greg. Greg, good to meet you.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Take care.
Please,
we got Tim.
Go and
get more at 971talk.com.